Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. And nice win to wrap up the series in Seattle on Wednesday. And how about Jose Altuve? Just such an igniter at the top of the lineup. Has a home run, drives in runs with a double his next time up. I mean, just really helped to jumpstart the offense.
He did. And you know, he is our spark plug. I mean, we have a lot of different guys that can provide some spark, but nobody better than Jose. And to have him start the game, you know, with a homer, to have them, you know, continue to put pressure on them. And when the lineup rolls around, there's an exciting moment there, knowing that he's going to get another at bat, and he continues to come through. He's having one of the best months that he's had, certainly while I've been the manager here. But exceptional player.
And also Evan Gattis driving in three runs and starting to see him swing the bat better and had that big RBI double.
Yeah, he swung the bat pretty well the first day in Seattle, then he sat the second day and then swung the bat well in game three. And we do need to get him kickstarted. You know, he's a middle-of-the-order presence. He led our team in homers and RBIs last year. He's going to need his at-bats, and it was nice to see him help us separate in that game with the bases-loaded double and you know, for him, you know, pitch selection is always key for him, you know, rhythm and timing. And you know, this is the scene of the ballpark where he hit the ball over his head for a big double last year. But he comes up a way to put the bat on the ball when the moments matter.
Colin McHugh, five innings, two runs, a lot of pitches, saw a lot of foul balls in that ball game, but gave you a chance to win.
He did. And, you know, he usually pitches into the sixth and seventh inning, and it's been a grind for him. You know, when his execution's not good with the pitches, he battles himself quite a bit, and his four-seamer was really good. I think he's starting to throw a few more fastballs now, which will help. His velocity was very good. His pitch selection, he was kicking himself on a couple of occasions. But having a perfectionist out there who expects to get into the seventh or eighth inning, you know, I know he hated coming out of that game, but put our pen in a position to close out a win.
Facing a guy making his major league debut today in Sean Manaea, left-hander for the A's, former first-round pick. And I mean, there's so much information out there about all of these guys, even if they've never pitched in the big leagues. But still, there's a little less for a guy whose highest level is AAA.
Yeah, there's a newness to seeing them. And no matter what video you watch or what information you have on paper, it's different. And when you get in the box and see his release point, see what his pitches do, how they move, how does the ball jump on you, does it not? Well, you know, we'll have to go with, you know, the experience in the first couple times through the order. So, elite guy, you know, this guy's been a highly high prospect, was coming out of the draft as a potential first overall pick. I know he's had some injury in his past, but, you know, he's got velocity. He's got a good breaking ball. He changes every now and then. He loves to pitch inside to righties. Some things that we've learned that, you know, we've got predominantly our right-handed hitting lineup up there, and it'll be a good test for us.
And meanwhile, making a change to your rotation with Chris Devinsky getting the start tomorrow. Scott Feldman will be in the bullpen as of this weekend, and Devinsky certainly has been really impressive out of the pen.
Yeah, Devo's done a good job of coming in and throwing strikes. He has a demeanor and a presence that I think provides some energy for our team. You know, certainly his first, you know, 8 or 9 or 10 innings, whatever it's been, has been pretty exceptional. He does it on a low pitch count. He has weapons for righties and lefties. You know, we thought about starting him, you know, one turn ago. We feel like Oakland is a good matchup for him with all these left-handed hitters in this ballpark. It's set up for him to continue to throw strikes, use his weapons, and you know, we'll see how deep he can get in the games. But he earned the opportunity to get a look in the rotation.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
Visit Astros.com/radio to hear all your favorite players, up-to-date interviews, highlights, and more. Get connected with your Astros at Astros.com/radio.
Hey everybody, this is Steve Sparks back in Oakland, first game of a three-game series. And here on Astro Launch, I have Evan Gattis, the slugging DH of the Astros, picked up 3 RBIs in that last game. Looks like, slowly but surely, your timing's getting pretty good right now.
Yeah, I think you said it right. Slowly but surely.
Lifted, right center, fairly deep, playable for Martin. Getting behind it, makes the catch. Altuve tags, he will score. Correa will stay put at second base. A sac fly and an RBI for Gattis, 5-2 Astros.
Hits this one hard to center field. That's backing up Martin. He looks up and it's off the wall in center field. 3 Astros racing in, one right behind the other. Rasmus now holds up and he'll get caught in a rundown between third and home. He's in the goose chase. He's tagged out. And Gattis, though, has knocked in a couple.
I don't know. I'm in a better spot than I was this time last year. I'm not out in front of very much. Like, I'm just I'm letting the ball travel and trying to hit the ball right, and you know, accidentally get some breaking pitches, maybe hit them out to left eventually. But yeah, slowly but surely coming along.
Whenever somebody hears a player say, "I'm letting the ball travel," it's crazy what a foot does to you as far as not drifting and just being able to see the ball a little bit better, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot more outs out in front than there is behind.
Yeah,
just trying to let the ball travel. And yeah, like a foot is like, I mean, when you talk about an eighth of an inch on the barrel.
Yeah.
So yeah, out in front, I think there's a lot more outs, you know, especially the way everybody shift in and stuff like that, and they pitch into that. So there's a lot more outs out in front than there is behind.
Now, the daily conversation with your manager, A.J. Hinch, with some of the reporters, I always want to ask about you and the catching and things like that. And we'll get her early, and we'll see you. You've been working really hard trying to get better at some receiving, doing some drills with A.J. You pretty excited to get out there pretty soon?
I am. I'm really excited. I feel like, I'm nervous too. But
yep.
It's good. Like, I'm anxious too. I want to do it, you know. I don't know how I'll be like right off the bat. It's been a year and a little bit since I've caught, but I don't know. I've done it before, and I really love it.
What was the biggest difference last year becoming a full-time DH? I mean, did you feel like you weren't really part of the game, or did you feel like you stopped and started a lot of times?
Well, I feel like, I mean, you gotta give it up to guys who catch every day in the big leagues. It's unbelievable. It's an unbelievably hard job. So like what Jason's doing, it's like what he's done in his career is unbelievable.
Yep.
And so first off, saying that, and yeah, I didn't feel like I was not part of the game, but also catching every day, like, I don't feel like I can catch every day for the rest of my life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a really hard job. And then but yeah, I mean, definitely whenever you're catching, you're definitely in every pitch. And and something also happens, like the way you kind of go about like getting guys out, like whenever you're hitting, for some reason, for me, it helps
you, like, offensively.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, yep.
Or something with the eyes or something.
If you caught twice a week, do you think that would help you stay more valuable throughout the rest of your career? I mean, don't you feel like that? I mean, that's the ticket.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Be able to catch a few games. Pop me in at first. Pop me in at left. You know, absolutely. And I want to be versatile.
Yep. Last thing, we'll just get a little pulse reading on the team. Feels like everything's all systems go are a little bit different from last year.
I hope so. I hope the win we got 2 days ago is going to help push us. I feel like the environment's kind of slowly but surely changing back to what we're after. And yeah, man, I hope so. I think we just need to keep pushing. Everybody's working their ass off. Just keep pushing, and you know, hopefully it gets back to that winning atmosphere that we started expecting.
Here we go. That's Evan Gattis. Evan, thanks for catching up, and keep it going.
All right, appreciate it, Steve.
The Houston Astros.
Playing in the miss. Mike Fiers has done it. A no hitter.
On your radio.
That ball's clobbered left field. See ya.
All summer long.
Start spreading the news. The Houston Astros win the AL Wild Card game.
The Houston Astros Radio Network.